want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot, do, de, do, ya, do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is octopus. I got a letter from American Airlines not long ago informing me that in the last year, my wife, Janet, and I have flown the equivalent of halfway around the world. I know this isn't a drop in the bucket to many of my listeners, but it offered me a perspective of our busy lives in a way that caused me a moment of reflection. And these shows are another way that allow me to reflect on the diversity and wonders of our world. Mine is done here through the world of food. And when we say things like, I need as many arms as an octopus, we are saying we are overly busy. But busy isn't all they are. They are complex creatures, too. In the book, The Soul of an Octopus, written by one Cy Montgomery, he relates that the scientifically correct plural of octopus is not octopi, but octopuses. It turns out you can't put a Latin ending I on a word derived from Greek, such as octopus. Here is an animal with venom like a snake, a beak like a parrot, and ink like an old-fashioned pen. It can weigh as much as a man and stretch as long as a car, yet it can pour its baggy, boneless body through an opening the size of an orange. It can change color and shape. It can taste with its skin. They are classed within the invertebrates as mollusks, as are slugs and snails and clams, animals that are not particularly renowned for their intellect. Clams don't even have brains. Is it our brains that make us hungry? Either way, I get that way. As my mother used to say about herself, I have a bad habit. I like to eat 3 times a day. She was not only smart, but very funny. So following in her habit, I try to do the same, and my goal is to eat variously. That leads me to meals that feature all manner of comestibles. Octopus is suddenly enjoying a moment. It seems to me that in the broad sense, most people shied away from octopus unless they came from places like Greece and Italy. But America continues to morph in what it considers normal. The new normal, some call it. I'm happy about that. We need to spread out and not be so monosyllabic when it comes to our food. Last year, I did a word on food on a dish named takoyaki. It is a Japanese ball-shaped snack. Taco translates from the word octopus and the yaki for the unique, heavy, black iron griddle comprised of many scooped-out areas of perfect symmetry where the eggy batter gets put to cook. Takoyaki typically includes bell peppers, cooked octopus, pickled ginger, and green onions. But what caused me to take up my pen and moleskin writer's pad was a lunch we had at the nice restaurant downtown named Mignonette. Chef Danny Surfer runs. When the server told us of the specials of the day, he seemed personally happy about the inclusion of an octopus chowder. He could see I was interested and kindly offered, I can bring you a sample. Now, who does that in a restaurant these days? He brought it. Savory flavors hit my lips. Yes, I love the octopus chowder, but I'm a sucker for their oysters. Let that sink in a moment. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in